Blog Talk Radio.
Dining in from all over the globe. I am Kathy Holloway Hill, and I will be your host for the next 30 minutes here on another episode of Living by Design. We have there are no names to describe the magnificence of our guest today, and we also have a great topic, and our guest is really going to bring a lot of wisdom and knowledge to that topic area. First, let me just talk a little bit about our guest. She is absolutely amazing. Patricia Russell McLeod is a visual speaking experience. I absolutely love that. Trust me, when you're in her presence, if you're fortunate enough to be in her presence and hear her speak, you will never forget it. She has been all over the globe. She has been a speaker in this country, other countries. Her client list is almost too long to even talk about. AT&T, McDonald's, General Electric, McGraw-Hill Publishing, Xerox, Procter & Gamble, and the list goes on and on. She has received many honors, including being presented more than 300 keys to American cities. That's such an accomplishment. And she's also been featured in Essence Magazine and Ebony Magazine as one of the most influential people in the United States, and featured as the cover story on Speaker Magazine, which is the National Speakers Association magazine, which I'm a member of the NSA myself. So that is a massive honor. So we want to go ahead and welcome our guest and bring her on the line. Patricia, how are you doing today?
Fantastic, Kathy. How are you? Thank you for that very fine introduction.
Oh, you are so very welcome, my dear. You have accomplished so much, and I really wanted to say more, but it's just so much, and you've done so many things, and I'm sure you've blessed so many lives, and I just thank you for that because our nation needs you, our world needs you.
Thank you.
Now, you know, Patricia, I know you have written this one book that I'm looking at here, A is for Attitude, An Alphabet for Living. That is a great title. What inspired you to write that book?
I was in the midst of, 10 years ago, doing many things, as we all do, and a literary agent said, I bet there's a book in you. And I said, there may be a book in me, but I don't have time to write it. And she said, okay. But she made me focus on a couple of things, because as a national speaker, there has to be a clarion call in my audiences that clamor around particular thought patterns. And attitude seemed to be that magnet. So I decided to share with her the fact that all of my audiences, whether Fortune 100 companies or whether a nonprofit audience, would say, could you do the attitude, could you do that alphabet thing, that thing about attitude? And then I said, I shared that with her. She said, that's the book. And I said, oh, really? How could attitude be the book? And she said, you take the whole alphabet and each letter becomes a chapter. And after that, it became just that. A is for attitude, B is for brain power, C is for courage, and every letter became a chapter. And it became, everybody wanted that book.
That is great. I like that. And if you don't mind, I'm just looking at the back of the book, and I'm just, for individuals who don't have this book, I encourage you to go get the book, because I'm just going to read a teeny bit from the back, because the back, you know, kind of gives a synopsis,
right,
or an overview of what the book is about. And it says, Patricia Russell McLeod's message of personal empowerment and professional accountability shows you how to have the courage to face all that life has to offer, the disappointments and the pleasures. And then I'm going to skip down a little bit. It says, using the alphabet as a touchstone, A is for attitude, and alphabet for living, offers you, chapter by chapter, a new commitment to assess your strengths and fulfill more of your potential. Now, I want to just stop right there, Patricia, because that's what the topic of today's show is about. I would like for you to talk about, and I'm sure this book is a superb resource for this topic, I want to talk about why so many people waste their brain power, and I think you said B is for brain power, or did you say something like
that? That's
B
correct.
Or what?
That's correct.
Yeah.
No, that's correct.
Why do we waste that brain power envying others for their success instead of focusing on our own unique gifts and talents that we have to design our own lives?
I think the question is excellent. The bottom line is people do not maximize their time, talent, ability, expertise. They would rather sit and say that I was denied because they want to come up with reasons rather than action for the lack of their success. I believe that it is wasteful to look at somebody else's success and then say, it won't ever be me. How did I miss the mark? You can be raised in the same house, and people will say, why did you make it, and someone else, or on the same block, or go to the same school, and you will finish school, and they dropped out. Why is that? Because it takes fortitude and perseverance and chutzpah and guts and mother wit and common sense to know that you move from where you are to where you need to be based upon your gifts, your talents. I don't have time for the envy, for the jealousy, for the lack of authenticity that comes with your willingness to probe yourself for your talents. Guess what? You have them. You have them. Now, have you found your passion? That's the issue for me. What do you really want to do with the rest of your life? It's your life. It's not Pat's life. It's not Kathy's life. What is your life saying to you that will help you to maximize all that you bring to the table? And you bring it to the table if you're willing. It takes courage to find yourself. I'm going to make it personal. I was a practicing lawyer for 10 years. I was very successful in that capacity, first and only all the way up the ladder. But guess what? It wasn't my passion. I am a gifted speaker, and I felt closeted, held hostage, because even at the top of my heap, I wanted to follow my passion, which was to walk to the podium, take a mic in my hand, and just speak. And they said, wait a minute now, hold up. Based upon the salary, based upon this adventure you're trying to take, how do you even know that people are successful at it? Because Ebony talks about the fact, Ebony Magazine, that I was a veteran. I quit my job. And I'm not saying take the calculate. I'm saying if you take a risk, take a calculated risk, because in a recession 2014, you don't want to quit your job, but you have to explore to discover where you are. In 83, I walked away from my good-paying government job as senior managing attorney and followed my passion. Why? Because I'm a lawyer. I could come back and practice law. I'm a teacher. I could come back and teach school. But guess what? I wanted to speak, and now it's 31 years later.
Wow. Your story is very similar to mine. I spent 28 years at IBM Corporation.
Exactly.
By the time I got to the end of the decision to walk away, I was in executive management role. So it was very difficult, of course, and I'm sure you have the same experience. All your friends tell you, are you crazy for leaving that income? Are you? But you know what? It was not my passion. I went down that path because my parents wanted me to do that. So it wasn't a life I designed. Now, all the while, Patricia, I was doing what I love to do, which is coaching, mentoring, professional development, and helping other younger people get their lives in order. So I was doing that as a hobby. So a lot of people say, I don't know what I'm passionate about. Well, think of your hobbies. What is it that you absolutely love to do and you just can't live without? That's the first step in finding what it is you're passionate about. And you're right. Don't just jump out there. Put a plan in place. I had an exit strategy. Put a plan in place.
Exactly.
And you can
because
still do
you can't
it on
be
side.
Precipitous. You can't just be pop up and think, oh, you have gotten on my last nerve today and I'm walking out. No, you need
right,
a plan.
Right.
And then you have to work your plan. And then it's strategic. It may take a year. It may take a year
right.
and a half. It may take two. But all the time, every day, you're getting ready. You are working your plan.
That's right. Right. And I think part of the problem, too, Patricia, and you can agree, if you think differently, just let me know. But part of the problem, too, is that we live in a society where people want things to happen instantaneously. We want things right now. I don't want to wait. You know, we have fast food. We have, microwave ovens where you have, instantaneous meals and all these things that you can get at the drop of a hat. And we have gotten away from being able to learn how to be patient, for one, learn how to put a plan in place that aligns with what you want, put the SMART goals aside of, specific and measurable, attainable, realistic, and all those things, and we have got to put those things in place. Nothing is going to happen overnight. You didn't get to where you were overnight, and you're not going to be able to change anything overnight.
My new book, which has been out a month, and it's very successful, and I'm thankful to God for that. It's a hardback
Amen.
Book that's called My Journal, Myself, Inside Out.
Mm.
In that, there are 52 topics. One is the microwave society, and another is be still. And it gives, I write, as the author, I have written on 365 pages of the book every day of the year, and included there is an action item, and then the owner of the journal has an opportunity to write what he thinks about that topic. So what is this microwave society doing with us? It is shaking us every way but loose. We've become, as you suggest, impatient, intolerant. We've gone to a level of rage because if people are not responsive in our one-second timeline, we are upset, bothered, frustrated, confrontational.
That's right.
Based upon our unwillingness to wait. The Be Still week of writing deals with collecting the silence around you. You have to stop and think and contemplate and plan and strategize and ascertain what are your resources. Human and tangible. You
right.
have to actually take an assessment because everything is so fast, you don't even know who you are. Where is your level
That's
of authenticity?
Right. I love that. I absolutely love that. And another aspect of it also, Patricia, is the resistance that we have toward change. In this nation, people are so afraid of change, they would rather stay in a painful situation than branch out toward fear because it's unknown. I posted a little blurb on my Facebook page the other day, a quote, and the quote says, change within or remain without.
Okay.
And that basically.
I love it.
Thank you. And it says it all because, along with it, I also said no change, no gain. Because if you are afraid of change and you're running from change all the time, then you're always going to be where you are. You're always going to have what you had, and nothing is ever going to come to your life. And you may want all these things. You may have goals, and you may have desires to do this and do that and have this and have that and be this and be that. But if you're resistant to change, it's not going to happen.
It's accurate. The only constant is change. That is the only constant. It's change, all right? So there's good news and bad news about change. People resist change. That's the good news. The bad news is people resist change. This society requires you to shift the paradigm, to come out of your comfort zone, to go on the other side of town. You know, I'm from Indianapolis, so you have to get out of Hallville, where I was raised. And you have to go over to 38th Street. You have to go out to Fisher's. You have to go to Speedway and see the
race.
Right. You have to do something different so that you can broaden your horizons. You can say and see that this is how other people do it so that you can have an aspiration for difference. I'm not saying you have to imitate or even want to be or become that person. I just want you to see it so that you can make a determination as to whether or not that's your journey. You may not even want to do what Pat does or what Kathy does or what anybody else does, but you can find yourself more readily if you know what the offerings are.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you've got to let go of the excuses. Yes, we've all had a painful journey. Yes, we've all had challenges and obstacles and all of those things because that's how life works. Our journeys and our pain comes to us to give us character and help us to share our story. I mean, if everything good happened to you all the time, then you really wouldn't have anything to pull from to be able to get your story out there and tell your story, because your story is always going to help someone. I mean, I posted another little thing on my Facebook wall. It says, life is like photography. You use the negatives to develop. That's what it's all about. It's about developing yourself so that you can be better and do better and have better. And we've got to get away from the excuse making, because as you stated earlier, it's a waste of time. It's just a waste of time.
Well, an explanation is an excuse. And I have to always find a way by which I get around the reason why I didn't, couldn't, shouldn't, all of that. I have to find a way to make it happen. Because when you travel 200,000 miles a year and when you deal with over 150 different audiences, you cannot come up with the why you didn't of it. They are expecting you to walk in to that podium and make it happen.
Amen. Amen. And I love the fact that you do so much for our nation and for other countries and everywhere you go, because I can just feel your passion in this discussion that we're having, that, you know, everything you represent is exactly what everyone needs to hear. And you have a story. I have a story. Everybody has a story, but whether your story was painful or difficult or it just really kind of made you feel like you had low self-esteem or whatever the case may be, look at that as something to lift you up, not tear you down. And a lot of people look at it to tear them down. Well, it didn't work before, and it's not going to work this time. But you've got to keep going and growing. That's the whole key, is to keep going and growing.
It's accurate. People have to know that it's a journey. It's not a destination. There's stumbling blocks. There are barriers, but they become benchmarks. Stumbling blocks become stepping stones. If you're wise enough to say, I like that statement, that it's like photography. Let your negatives help you to develop, you know?
Right.
And everybody, that's why I encourage, whether you are the CEO or whether you are a student matriculating in higher education, if you miss and you thought you were going to get an A and you got a C, guess what?
Right.
Next time around, there's going to be a midterm and a final. You have to find a way to be your best self. And I don't even believe in beating up on yourself. I believe that you have to say, why did this happen? How did this happen? And it's not going to happen again.
And what am I supposed to learn from it?
Yeah, you take charge of your own destiny. Because at people, if you don't get on the journey of life, it will pass you by.
Amen.
Unapologetically.
Yep.
It's not going to sit and say, oh, you know, we're going to come over here on the side of the road and we're going to wait on you to think about it and get it together. It will pass you by.
Right.
It will pass
and,
you by.
A lot of times, Patricia, and you probably experience this as well, is that people look at you and they judge you unfairly. Well, of course it came easy for her. She's attractive. She's dressed nice. She's articulate. But I sometimes like to be transparent and tell a part of my journey because I haven't always had it all easy. I mean, I was in an abusive marriage and lots of different things. And, you know, people need to stop judging others because if you have lived enough years on this planet, I promise you everyone has been through something that was painful, difficult, where they felt like, oh, is this going to ever end? Everyone has been there. So we can't look at people and just see their glory. You've got to understand there was a story and there still is a story. Everyone has a story that they can still look back on and say, thank you, God, by your grace, I got out of that and I moved forward.
Wherever I am, I don't care who the audience embodies, I tell my story. And I tell persons all across the world my story. Why? Because I don't want them to think I woke up a lawyer. I don't want them
That's
to think
right.
I woke up with the things I have. I tell them, guess what? I am from and I am now here. And this
That's
is how
right.
I made it because it's blood, sweat, and tears. You go
right.
through it, but there's a blessing
right.
on the other side of through. If you can get
Amen.
Through it, if God can take you to it, he can take you through it. And I believe it because I have lived it. You can get through it, but you have got
right.
to have the vision of the other side. You have got to say, I want to be somebody. I want to break
right.
loose, you know, shake it off. You know, I can't even imagine going through abuse. But guess what? You made it. And
right.
look how many women you are empowering and families you
right.
are lifting up by telling the story. I am not
right.
shy about telling the story because guess what? When you don't have or you've been through, the blessing is what you bring to the table this day for all the rest of us to not have amnesia that life is a list of obstacles and you can be
mm-hmm.
the overcomer. If you can capture the vision, you can be the victor.
I love that. I love that. Well, let me just ask you this one quick question because we're coming up on our last few minutes of the show, and I knew this
right.
was going to go fast, but can you just give our listeners a couple of small baby steps that they can take to begin their transformation, to have the life they want, and to live their vision and first have a vision, just take some baby steps to get them out of the mindset of envying others and moving toward their glory and their destiny.
Yes. One, I want you to first write it down. I want you to get a notebook. If you don't have a journal, if you don't have my journal, I'm not promoting my journal. Get a notebook, not a piece of paper, not a scrap, not something you don't know where it is tomorrow, a notebook.
Mm-hmm.
Write down your assets,
mm-hmm.
your strengths. What are your weaknesses, and why do you think they are weaknesses? Do you see anything in those weaknesses that you can turn to positive?
Mm-hmm.
Then on the next page, I want you to write, where do you want to be 12 months from now, 24 months from now, and 3 years from now? And then I want, beside that, how you achieve that if you were willing to put the work in.
Right.
If you want to graduate, you've got to enroll.
Mm-hmm.
you know, and the hassle. In my journal, there's a chapter, the hassle is worth the hassle is worth the tassel. I did a commencement the other day, and I started the commencement address at a university. The hassle is worth the tassel. And you know what? To tell you the truth, Kathy, I would not have had to say another word. They could not control the auditorium.
Yeah, I'm sure it was a roar after that.
The graduates were up dancing in the aisle.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes,
because you have to go through something. Okay, so you don't like your boss. Well, guess what? Keep your job. Keep working till you work your plan. You don't like him? Guess what? That boss may never change, but you're changing every day because you're growing in the knowing of the strategy of how to survive.
Amen, amen. And Patricia, I tell you, you are just a fall of energy and a fall of wisdom, and I just absolutely love you so much. Let me just ask you this quick question, because Living by Design Radio has been on the air for about 8 years. It's done extremely successful, had just an amazing anointing and blessing, and we're now going to television, and we're going to be on the WHMB TV Channel 40 network here in Indianapolis. Did you ever come to Indianapolis? I would love to have you on my TV show.
Thank you so much. I do come. You know, I'm from Indy. My family is still there, and they're very involved and engaged in community, so I come home. Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, we'll definitely be staying in touch for that, and I just thank you so much for all
of
your
I thank you so much for your connectivity to community and heart,
yes.
Soul, and mind.
Thank you. It's my passion. I absolutely love it. I have been blessed to meet and be connected with so many amazing individuals just like yourself. And I believe when you are living your passion and you're walking in purpose, God will bring the people to your life. He will make sure that you are aligned with individuals who will help you to help others. I totally believe that because it has happened for me, and I have just met so many wonderful people, and I just thank you so much for agreeing to talk to our listeners and spending this little bit of time and sharing some of yourself and your own journey. It has just been amazing, and I thank you.
You be blessed, and thank you for the opportunity.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm Kathy Holloway Hill, and we're going to be signing off for now, but we'll be back same time next week for another episode of Living by Design. Thank you, and good evening, everyone.